Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The telephone number 248-539-9797. Now, John, in the interview with Dan Campbell, you mentioned three words there that kind of startled me.
What?
Six. And oh,
it's a possibility.
Well,
I mean,
yes,
they've got six games.
Yes, you know, you're a math wizard.
I am. It takes that education,
I know.
But when you the reason I said it, though, is because we know how they played the Vikings the first time.
Yes.
This one's going to be at home. Obviously, we talked about the Jaguars with them. That's a home game. So they got back-to-back home games. Mm-hmm. They go on the road, and we know that, yes, the Jets did beat the Bills, yet there is some controversy, you might say, about the quarterback position.
Right.
They have not performed extremely well all season long.
Mike White was very good this past week.
Yeah, the Panthers, we know the struggles that they've had.
They also won this past week.
Correct. The Bears, who did not win this past
correct.
Week. And the Green Bay Packers, who also did not win this past
correct.
Week. So there, you look at the six games, and you could find a path. If you're playing the schedule game, you could say, okay, well, you know, Jacksonville, yeah, win. Okay, Vikings, tough one, but, you know, down to the wire, then a couple good decisions, a couple good plays, could win. Jets, Panthers, win. Bears, win. Packers, last game, win. Like, so you could go through that whole thing and say 6-0. I don't think that's possible.
No, either do I. Because you could also go down each path and say 0-6, but I don't think.
Correct.
So. I think 3-3 is pretty realistic.
Yes. Well, I mean, you're riding the fence.
Well,
as you
yeah, but
do.
I mean, I have something to do with riding.
In defense of Stoney.
No, I know.
To me, I minimally expect 3-3. That gets you to the 7 that a lot of us thought they would get to.
Yes, I agree. Out of the six wins, I expect at a minimum a 3-3 record.
Yeah, that's
after
fair.
That, I think they can go 4-2. But I expect a minimum of three wins, which would put them at that 7-win mark that I think you had at the beginning of the season,
right.
And I was at 8. So
right.
I still expect them to get to that 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
final 6.
We all agree 6-0 is just unrealistic.
Yes,
it's possible, but not probable.
Unrealistic
the
is the
absolute,
correct word that Tom used.
The absolute ceiling that we all agree, I think, would be 5-1 in an absolute best case scenario. Like the one game that really bothers me is the Jets game.
Yeah.
You know, had Zach Wilson, and who knows, maybe he'll start by then. But
the motivation of Dearborn's own Robert Saleh. They're a good defensive team.
Just when you think they're playing good, then they have a huge stinker.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the Patriots that made them look really bad twice, and we know Belichick can still dial up some things situationally. Look, this team is not making the playoffs unless they get the 9 wins, right?
Yeah, to me,
I think if you look at the standings right now, you see Tampa at 5-6 and Atlanta at 5-7. One of them's got to win the division.
Correct.
Right.
And the other one's probably not getting a wild card. Because they're going to need to get the 9. The second team's going to need to get the 9 wins. And that's kind of, I think, unrealistic. So you got to get the 9, which means 5 wins. So right there, the absolute best case scenario is they get to the win total that you need to get to. And they're going to get into a situation. You've got 3 wild card teams ahead of you right now. It's the Giants, who could implode. The Commanders, I think. You can make the same case, and Seattle's kind of starting to fall apart. They're down to 6-5.
Right, so you're already
lose the tiebreaker to
Dallas,
two of them.
Dallas, you have as a given, correct.
But you don't own the tiebreaker yet in a potential 3-way tie. Again, we're saying they got to go 5-1, even to get to this conversation.
Correct. Right.
Okay, so the Commanders and Giants play two of the next 3 weeks. You know, you would want one of those two to lose both.
Correct.
Because this, you're starting to get into a web here where other teams have games to play too against each other. And then furthermore, I'll tell you what, right now, I don't want the Seattle Seahawks to lose to the LA Rams. They play them twice. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, we want the draft pick.
You want the draft pick.
In a dream scenario, the most important thing for me right now is actually that the Rams lose out. Because if the Rams lose out, then that means the Lions are probably going to have the second pick in the draft. Right. I think to get the one, to think Houston could win three more games is ridiculous at this point. But for me, that's a more, because you are guaranteeing yourself probably Will Anderson.
Probably. All
because
right.
I think the Texans are going QB.
248-539-9797. We were talking about the Lions and the possibility of, the P word. God, I don't even want to mention because I think it's so remote that, they're not going to go 6-0. 5-1 would be incredible. And
yeah.
We think they're going to go 3-3. And look, you look at the standings and, okay, there's three wild cards. All right. Dallas has one completely locked up, right?
If they, yeah.
For some reason, can catch Philly, there's the other. The Giants, even though they're imploding, they already have 7 wins. So you're banking on the Giants basically not winning 2 games.
Which is
possible.
Although
you do have the tiebreaker over them as opposed to Seattle, who you don't have the tiebreaker.
Right. So if you're in the battle for that 7th spot, you want it to be with the Giants or the Commanders.
Correct.
Because you've got that tiebreaker. Seattle, you don't have that tiebreaker, and you also want them to get 2 wins over the Rams. So let's just go ahead and put them in the playoffs. Let them go ahead and get those wins and get in, and then you're just in the battle for that 7th spot with the Giants or Commanders.
Correct.
Now, one thing the Lions, those teams are going to walk backwards a little bit, obviously, if they lose. They're going to lose conference games. The Lions will end up in this scenario with a very good conference record, which is your 3-way tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. So if you were tied like 9 wins with the Giants and Commanders, the Lions would likely win that because they've lost all 3 of their AFC games. And if I can pick their loss,
you pick the Jets,
which exactly. I actually think is the most troubling game left on the schedule.
Yeah, because
it depends on Green Bay. And look, they're not dead, but they're practically dead, but they can still get the 9 wins.
You're asking them to go 5-0, right?
Right, which is, I just wouldn't bet against Aaron Rodgers. That's
well,
kind
I wouldn't bet
philosophy.
Against Aaron Rodgers, but it depends on how healthy
you
Aaron Rodgers is.
You might be betting against Jordan Love.
Right. Well, they said it's not as bad as they thought.
No.
Right. Well, but again, you're one hit away.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with the Jets. Like, okay, Mike White played well, but you're one hit away from Zach Wilson being back in there
or Flacco
being in there.
Right. And you mentioned the Giants. Okay, I believe, I don't have their schedule in front of me, because they're at 7-4. They play, I know, Gov, you mentioned they play the Commanders twice. I believe they have to play the Eagles twice as well.
No, I was looking at their schedule. You could make a case they lose out.
Oh, the Commanders?
No, the Giants.
The Giants. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they've got the Commanders twice. They've got the Eagles twice.
Yeah.
They play the Vikings and the Colts.
Yeah. They could definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. It'll be interesting to see where the Colts are at that point.
Right.
New Year's Day. But it you could see the Giants losing out. It'll be very interesting to see how things go with the matchups with the Commanders.
And look, the Lions are still behind by half a game because Atlanta hasn't had their bye yet. They're still a half a game behind Atlanta at 5-7.
Correct. But I'm trying to get to Atlanta's schedule, their remaining schedule. Obviously, we know they play they've got the Steelers, the Saints, the Ravens, the Cardinals, and the Bucks. So it's not like, you're looking at their schedule going, they could win some of those games
as
well.
Right.
It'll be interesting. I wonder if that division will come down to that final game of the season with the Buccaneers just to get to 8 wins.
Yeah.
I think the point of this conversation is that there seems to be a little bit more still playoff chatter for a 4-7 team here, that the only way they're going to guarantee themselves getting in probably is to run the table. And that's kind of the whole point of it.
Right.
It's like, it's just, for me, there's a...
Well, I think most people are realistic and say it's a long shot.
Yeah, but I think the chatter even is getting a little bit over the top.
So do I.
Because it's so mathematically difficult.
Well, the problem is that these national broadcasts will still have them on the graphic.
Well, but here's the thing.
Well,
is
it's a tease.
Most
is what it
people
is.
Right. Going into the season didn't think the Lions were going to be a playoff
no.
team. If you can get to that 8 wins, or, I mean, let's just go outside the box and think they can go 5-1. If you get to that 9 wins, but you don't get that final playoff spot, you're looking at it going, okay, throughout the course of this season, the Lions got better. Had the ball bounced a different way, maybe a couple of different coaching decisions, they would be
yeah.
a playoff team. And then you look at what the draft capital is that Brad Holmes has going into next year. The guys that are going to be in year
right.
two, guys in year three, Jeff Okuda in year four. And now you start looking at the draft capital. I mean, it's easy to get excited about where this team is going. I think that's the whole point of this exercise.
Oh, yes. I think the future looks very bright. You know, we're gonna have to figure out what the quarterback situation, which is going to be one of the biggest questions in Detroit sports history, and we're not going to address it right now, but, you know, that's going to be a huge, huge decision that has to be made.
My belief is they'll never have the chance to pass on Bryce Young because I think he's going to be a Houston Texan.
Probably.
And so that'll get Brad Holmes off the hook a little bit. Because
yeah.
we were talking off the air. If somehow they picked two and had an opportunity to take Bryce Young and passed on him, and he worked out, Brad Holmes is a walking dead man.
Depending on who he picks and what ends up happening with the Lions quarterback decision.
Exactly. Yeah, if Bryce Young turns out to be a franchise quarterback, like another former Alabama quarterback or two, like Tua
yeah.
and Jalen,
yeah.
you know, Hurts, you know, yeah, he would be ridiculed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.